Often, we wonder how time passes us so quickly. Where have the years gone? The days? How has the day itself gotten away from us so fast? Next thing we know, it's another day, another month, another year. This is a human condition that we experience called time. So today I'd like to share an experience of time that I recently had. This past weekend of December 9th marked 9 years to the day from my mother's passing. Hard to believe so much time has passed in my own reality. It was a quiet weekend spent with a dear friend who is a sister to me, and as we chatted and relaxed in what I describe as a quick moment from her otherwise hectic life. While she was here, her attention was drawn during the evening to a clock on my fireplace wall, and as she checked the time, which was according to the clock, 9 p.m. And I replied, "Oh, that can't be right. That's my mom's clock, and it never runs on time. For whatever reason, it just never has since she got it. I simply have it there as part of her, as a reminder of her." Yet, as we both looked at the time, it was accurate. A fact I thought was a little odd, since even though I changed the battery every 6 to 9 months for the past 9 years, it has never been accurate. And it's a fact that people visiting often in my home have always witnessed and commented on. However, on the anniversary of my mom's death, it was running precise. I just sort of smiled on the inside and never paid attention to it the rest of the day. Funny sometimes how we think of the littlest things can spark memories or smiles from our past. And my mind played over and over all the times my mom would ask me to change the batteries in this little old clock, and she would say, "It's running off again." To which I would reply, "But we just changed them last month." "I know," she would say, "but won't you just please change them again?" And of course I did, grumbling to her the entire time that she should just simply purchase another clock. But of course that wouldn't do when the new batteries worked just the same, even though they really did not. Yet it was my mom's logic, and I bowed to it begrudgingly. And now I would pay to bow it in any form if I could share but a moment with her here once again in the human. To hear her sharply scold me and then laugh, and me replying how much I love her even though she drives me absolutely crazy. Yep, those are my moments that are sparked in my memories, all from a little clock that sits on my fireplace wall. Well, as the weekend ended, my sister had to leave to travel back home. And as the dust settled, the dog and I went to the living room to sit and relax back into our cycles. I was sitting on the couch and I glanced up at the clock on the wall, and it was stopped at the exact time of my mother's death. Now, mind you, it had run all night and morning, but to stop at that precise time was as if she was reminding me she is always there and sending hugs of encouragement and love from a place that has no time and yet all time. So when you are in doubt, when you are in sadness, or perhaps simply when you are remembering the past, understand that from a place we can only get a small glimpse of now and then, understanding from, we are loved, encouraged, and undoubtedly watched over. At least that is this old bear's belief, for it makes my heart smile. Oh, and by the way, the clock is back to running its normal crazy self. So, I leave you with blessings to you all this day and beyond. Bear out.